I talked over you again.
That's okay.
I'll edit it out.
Whatever, dude.
You are listening to Volume 31 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Today we admit our mistakes, share travel stories from the land of Oz, and watch some sporting event that's happening in Rio. Thanks for tuning in.
What? Could it be episode 31 already?
What the what?
What is going on?
Didn't episode 30 just come out?
It's crazy. It's like we're like actually motivated or something.
Do you remember when we had a big long break and then we were starting this up again and we were like talking, we were like, okay, let's commit to every other week. And we're both like, yeah, it's totally going to be, we're going to do it every other week and it's going to be great. And then, like, the next one was, like, 5 weeks later.
Sorry. Yeah, but shit happens, you know?
Shit you know? Certainly finds a way to happen. That's
people
true.
People die. We get
people die.
Sick. We travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
All the stuff.
So welcome to the show. I'm Deb.
I'm Courtney.
And this is The Mixtape, and this is episode 31. And we 31. Are... Well, before we get into what we collectively and independently have been doing since episode 30... Courtney, you have something that you want to get off your proverbial chest.
Proverbial is right.
Which at one point, I believe you did call your bag of bruises.
Yeah, actually, coincidentally. Yeah.
Bags of bruises.
A little bruisey at the moment. But why? That's not related. Why do you think, Deborah?
Is it your time of the month?
No, but it's going to be.
Okay, the indicator.
The indicator light is on.
Okay.
Check in.
Stand back, everybody.
Hold, please. You know, I got some feedback today that one of our male listeners, who will not be named, but I know you know who you are, and you're laughing right now, very loudly, like you do. One of our male listeners, he's a good guy. He's a solid stand-up guy. He is married to a human woman. But he gets pretty uncomfortable when we talk about the lady stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And to that I say, that is why we do it. Not to make you uncomfortable, but because it really shouldn't make you uncomfortable. We're trying to help. We're trying to desensitize you.
Yes.
Open up your world.
Yes.
Make things a little less mysterious. It's all good, Mr. Listener. So.
Yeah, because I don't think we don't talk about anything that's way out there. We're just two normal gals trying
apparently,
to make our way through life.
Apparently we do.
Yeah.
You know what? Making your way in the world today takes
everything you got.
Everything.
Gosh, yeah.
Okay. So
correction, jinx. Apology.
Yeah. So before we get started, here's the thing. Sometimes we actually say things that are incorrect. Or to put it another way, not true.
Wrong.
Or just wrong. And as has happened before, I've had notes that have been like, oh, I need to make sure and say that. And then we get to talking and we forget. So I wanted to do this at the top of the episode.
Okay.
Okay. For those of you who heard episode 28, where we discussed things set in Seattle and specifically Grey's Anatomy... This is for you. Dear Ms. Shonda Rhimes, I apologize. I was wrong.
Wait, why?
I owe Shonda Rhimes a huge apology.
Why?
Because in that episode, I went on and on and on about how I had beef that they, spoiler alert, that they killed Patrick Dempsey. I almost said Patrick Duffy. What the hell? What year is this?
Yeah, wow.
Okay. That they killed Patrick Dempsey at this quote-unquote podunk little medical clinic out in the middle of nowhere that when they pulled away was called Ballard Medical Center. And I had to call huge BS on that because I was like, Ballard Medical Center would be in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And someone needs to do their research. Okay, so here's what happened. I proceeded to watch start the next season and... this storyline came up again and they were talking about like, oh, da da da, it happened at Dillard Medical Center. Dillard this, Dillard that, blah, blah, blah. Wait, because I was like, oh, interesting, because you know me. I was like, oh, I see. Somebody did a little research and got some feedback that, you know, Ballard's not right. So now they're saying it was Dillard the whole time. Ooh, suspicious. And then I went back and found the episode.
Oh, no.
and watched it again. And it was Dillard.
It's
the whole
Dillard.
Time. It was
never
Dillard.
Was. Ballard. It was always.
Nope, not once. Yeah. In my defense, I was crying, and when the camera pulled back, I think I just saw LLARD and was like,
sure,
rage.
Yeah.
So my bad. Thank you for writing. Captivating shows, and don't ever stop, Ms. Rhymes. And I will try to be cooler about it the next time I think I have spotted a mistake in one of your shows. I will research it first, and that is all I have to say about that. Thank you very much.
Now, wait a minute, Courtney. In your defense, you're apologizing too much. Yes, you might have gotten that particular one wrong.
I don't want her to get mad at me.
But that was... Okay, you really think she's going
to
listen?
She's mad at me. We don't know that she's not. And if she's mad at me, she's never going to hire me to be her local expert. I mean,
well,
I don't know how many more dozens of seasons this show is going to go, but, you know.
How many more dozens? Because that was one on a laundry list of things that we had discussed that the show was incorrect in portraying Seattle and the greater Pacific Northwest area.
And also coffee cups.
And empty coffee cups. Damn it. Put something in there.
You know what I can't believe we didn't bring up? I mean, we were specifically talking about TV, but I can't believe we didn't bring up Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah,
because
that's
that one.
Yeah.
Man, every time when she parks on Westlake and she crosses the road and then that truck almost hits her, every time. I love that movie, but every time I'm like, you can't park there.
Yeah.
You cannot park there under any circumstances. How dare you? How dare you show that anyone could park there, because nobody can ever. Good luck.
It's crazy how that houseboat is like the main attraction for a lot of the cruises that go through that area too.
I've kayaked past that houseboat several times.
Yes.
It's a feature.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people who live there are just like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. They love it. Okay. Are we done correcting ourselves and apologizing?
I am through apologizing.
Are you done?
I am finished.
Great.
Oh, I have a separate pre-apology to our listeners, which is that it's really hot up here. I don't know if you guys know this. Where Deb records, she has a super cool little studio situation with like a door and like things that eat sound and like control and stuff. I have like an open nook in an area, and
it's a cute nook.
It's super cute, but it's really hot, so I have all the windows open, and also like my chair is squeaky, so there might be a little extra background noise. You might hear a screen door slam here and there. I'm not gonna do anything about it, so suck it up.
Well, I also have, I don't know if you can hear this, but I can hear it in my headphones. I have my neighbor slash friend slash landlord is right outside. She's having a little happy hour right now.
What's she talking about today? Because you know, last time I stayed at your house, I heard all kinds of dish.
Yeah.
About nobody I know, but it was like I couldn't get to sleep because I was like, oh, girl, and then what?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to listen. I like her too much. She's super nice.
She seems cool. I haven't met her, but from hearing her talk on the phone, she seems cool.
Okay, so we just got back.
Yes.
From the land down under. Yes. And you were there quite a bit longer than I was. We were talking about it in episode 30 because you were packing and you were freaked out because you were going to like three different climates.
Oh, man.
So how did it go? What happened?
The trip was amazing. Packing, a little bit of a disaster, in all honesty. Oh, my outfit on the plane, very functional, very comfortable.
And
very
cute?
I mean, whatever. 2 out of 3. It wasn't terrible.
Something's got to give at some point.
I've certainly looked worse. But the hard part was packing for three different climates.
Sure.
So that was a little rough. The first place we were in the mountains was very cold. I was so glad I packed my hat and my sweater, and I wish I'd brought my gloves, but we were only there a couple days. And then the tropical portion of events went super fine and dandy. And then we got back to Sydney, and I just have, in my defense, and actually in the defense of everybody in our group, it was about 10 degrees colder than the weather forecast said it was going to be, because everyone I talked to was like, oh, I packed completely wrong.
Yeah, the weather was pretty shitty.
I had a lot of super cute clothes that did not see the outside of my hotel room.
Well, and the rain. It was it was like a Pacific Northwest, like November, December day. It was dreary and dark and cold. Well, you know, obviously they're winter down there, but it wasn't forecast to be this way.
Well, and the rain, we had the rain that one day that was, I mean, it was like a lake was falling from the sky. It does not rain like that here.
That's true. It
hardly
was torrential.
Ever.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. But it was gorgeous. I had a wonderful time. Wonderful time.
So do you like the country? Do you like it?
I love it so much. I have to tell you. So I was with the woman I hung out with the most while I was there. We took the bus and the train out and did the Bondi to Coogee beach walk.
Mm-hmm.
Where you hit like five different beaches and it's like a 4 kilometer walk.
I think it's Coogee.
Gorgeous. Is it? Okay. I have no idea.
Coogee, yeah.
I've been pronouncing everything 1,000% wrong. I just got a hold of Bondi because I said Bondi like 50,000 times.
Everybody
and
does.
Everyone's very polite.
Sure.
Like they weren't like, hey, idiot, it's this.
Yeah. And in your defense, you're pronouncing it
how
90% of people would phonetically pronounce it. So
Bondi to Coogee.
Yes, there you go. I think that's correct. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
That sounds dirty. Anyway, we were walking along this beautiful walk and I was like, I don't know why anyone would ever leave here.
It's like, yeah.
This is glorious. This is glorious. And I had like, you know, and with your situation, your husband was living there before he was your husband. And I was like, I don't know, man, I probably would have told Deb just to like, get over here. Like, I mean, I'm glad you guys are close to me, but like, I don't know if I could have moved. It's fabulous.
It's pretty great. It is pretty great. I mean, now don't get us wrong. Australia has their issues.
Oh, for sure.
But the people are laid back. The food is fine.
Oh,
great.
Really good.
And you can get free healthcare.
Yeah. And I have to say, I mean, and this is on, and I know this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
And we try not to bring it down.
Keep on. Yeah.
But I do have to say a couple times it was suggested, like, why don't we go to a movie? And we didn't end up going. But I was like, you know, for the first time in a long time, I have no fear that I might get shot going to a movie. So that was awesome and also weird.
Yep.
They're very informed. I mean, I find this almost everywhere I travel outside of the U.S. is that people are very informed. And when they hear you talk, they have questions. And like that was one of the top questions was, hey, what's up with your gun laws? And I was like, I can't explain. They're like, how come? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Don't ask me. Did you get we had more than one cabbie ask us about the election.
Oh, yeah.
That was the big
we had
a
cabbie.
One.
The cabbie was the first one who asked us about the election. Yeah. He was like, what's up with that? And we're like, we don't know. We don't know why. We don't know how it got to this point. Sorry.
The world is definitely watching.
Yeah. Because he's like, you know, it's not just you guys that are going to have to deal with it. And I'm like, no, no. We know. And again, I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully it'll all be over soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the food, you went someplace I didn't go. Ribs and rumps and butts and stuff. How was that?
I actually did not go.
Oh, you didn't go to ribs and rumps and butts and stuff?
No, I didn't go to it. Courtney's calling it what she called it. But it was a restaurant called Ribs and Rumps.
Just
but Courtney
going.
Added the butts and stuff.
Because just keep going. I know what a rump is, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Ribs and rumps and butts and stuff.
Ribs and rumps and butts and stuff.
Did you have a meat pie?
I had several.
They're good, aren't they?
Cha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have Vegemite?
I tasted Vegemite. Like, I literally put a dot of it on the end of a fork and stuck it to my tongue and went, ah!
Now, anyone's going to tell you that is absolutely the wrong way to try a Vegemite. You need the bread and you need the butter.
But I wasn't going to make it through. Like, so in our group, one of the guys in our group, he, at breakfast one morning, he's like, you know what? When in Rome, I'm just going to do it. I'm going in. I'm diving in whole hog. And he took piece of bread and he slathered it with straight up Vegemite.
No. No.
And he put it in his mouth and he's chewing and we're all like staring at him and he's like, well, it's interesting. And we were like, oh, so you like it? And he's like, I did not say that. It's interesting. And then one of the locals who was nearby, she came over and she's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And he's like, I'm trying Vegemite. And she's like, oh, God, no, 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 no. And she's like, you need to put all of the butter on the bread.
Yes.
And then just dot it on like leopard spots, she said.
It's literally like a 3 or 4 to 1 ratio, butter to Vegemite. And don't forget the bread, a nice big, thick slice of bread. And even then, and I love butter, bread and butter, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's not to love? But it's just so yeasty. It's just the epitome of savoriness and not in a good way.
It's really salty.
Oh.
Like it just tasted like salt gel.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like salt gelatin. And I was like, oh, no, thank you.
I'm glad you tried it, though.
I did. I'm a big girl.
Yeah.
You know what else I did? Okay, let's talk about comfort zone.
Yes.
Okay. Listeners of the show and anyone who pays attention to me in real life may be aware that I'm just a little bit obsessed with drag queens. Have you heard? Did you know that? I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yes. I'm not surprised. Yes.
So, and I was going to have a lot of time on my hands while I was there because my husband was working and I was kind of on my own for quite a bit. And so I took the initiative to look up, you know, drag shows in Sydney because, you know, historically they've had a pretty good community there.
Oh, yeah.
So after a lot of searching and quite a bit of it on my husband's work iPad, so sorry for all the ads that are popping up there now about, like, you know, tidy whitey night at such and such bar.
That's awesome.
I didn't think about it until later. Then I was like, oh, well, sorry. I found a bar that has a drag show on Sunday evenings, and a couple other women were supposed to go with me. And then one of them was like, you know what, I'm doing something else, I can't go. And then the other one ended up kind of bailing at the last minute. She got stuck on a train. And the last minute portion was that I didn't find out about it until after I'd already given up waiting for her and caught the bus. Because I'd missed my bus and I was like, I guess I'm taking the next one. And I thought for a minute, I was like, oh, when everybody bailed, I was like, I'm not going to go. I'll just go to Ribs and Rumps and Butts and Stuff instead. And just hang out with the work people and I won't go. Because, you know, I, as an amazing independent woman as I am, I don't actually spend a lot of time going places on my own in the big city. Mm. I have that like fear drilled into my head of like, you know, you can't go out at night alone in a strange city. But I have to say, like, I didn't feel unsafe once my whole stay.
Yeah.
So, and I thought about that and I was like, you really want to do this? So I was like, screw it. And I, you know, plotted out my thing and I got on this bus and then this train and then this other train and then this other bus.
Did you have I Will Survive going on in your head?
I do now. Now when I roll the B-roll in my head, that's there you go. Playing over it. Thanks, yes. Deb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made my way to the Stonewall Hotel bar in Darlinghurst, and I watched a very fun show called Polly's Follies. It was hilarious because when I got there, the guy outside had a tray with some Red Bulls on it, and he's like, oh, here's the deal. He's like, you get a free Red Bull if you just walk inside. And I was like, oh, do I have to? Because
yeah, really.
I really hate Red Bull. Yeah. Like, so, so, so much. And he's like, oh, you can have with Jaeger. You can have with vodka. You can have with anything. And I was like, oh, honey, no, no, no. I don't. I just want to go inside. And he's like, okay. But I asked him, I said, hey, is Polly's Follies on tonight? Because the website was a little, like, I'd seen some different information. And he's like, oh. He's like, someone else just asked me that. Let me find out. And he leans over and he's like, oi, oi. And he's like, is Polly's Follies on tonight? And this guy on the patio leans over with a cigarette and he's like, it's Sunday night. If Polly's not on, it means she's dead.
Awesome.
So thus began my experience. So I went in and I, again, out of my comfort zone, I just asked someone if I could sit at their table. And I ended up meeting a wonderful group of humans, and we had a terrific time. I mean, I really had the best time.
That is so great, Courtney.
It was super fun.
That is so great.
Made a Facebook friend.
Hi, nice.
And wish I'd made a couple more, but I didn't think to exchange info before I left. And they wanted, one of them was like, let's get out of here. Let's go to the Imperial. And he's like, it's in Erskineville. It's only like 2 stops from your train. Rah, rah. And I was like, oh, I was tempted, but I just couldn't. And thank God I didn't, because I literally made the last train back.
Wow.
To our station.
Yeah.
Like when I
we were staying in the middle of nowhere. We were
way,
at the Olympic Park,
out.
Which, yeah.
And
yeah.
when I got off the train and was going up the stairs, the lady was like getting ready to lock
the gate.
The doors. I was like, oh, snap. Woo. So it was great.
I'm
but
glad
I had a
you did that.
I am
so
too.
I
had the
happy.
Best time.
Yeah.
Best time.
Good
I
things
met...
happen when you, you know, when you usually. For the most part, good things happen when you when you risk. Yeah.
Sometimes not at all. I met a guy who I said they, you know, people would show up at the table and they'd say like, this is Courtney. She's from Seattle. And this guy turns to me. He's like, oh, hello. I'm from my mother's vagina. And I was like, oh, I'm home. Like, this feels right. Feels right. And then I put my elbow in lube. So. What are you going to do?
Nice.
What are you going to do?
Nice.
Pro tip, apparently you can use lube instead of hair gel if you're out, just FYI. If you happen to have lube on you. No judgments.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. You know, they were giving away free Red Bull, but the vodka or Jägermeister would have literally been like $18 or $15 or something like that. Booze is so expensive down there.
Yeah. It's all pricey.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
Many, many times. Speaking of Australian films, Deb.
Yeah.
I heard that you just for the first time saw Muriel's Wedding. Is that true?
It's Muriel.
Jeez.
It's true.
So you did see it.
I did see it. I cannot believe I hadn't seen it before.
Believe you hadn't seen it before. I thought it was required when you married someone who had lived in Australia. I thought you had to do that before you could take your like green card thing.
Well, I think I might have told my husband that I had seen it.
That sounds about right. Oh, yeah. I totally saw that.
So I'm sitting in.
It's the one with the wedding, right? Yeah, I got it.
There were no brooms in Muriel's Wedding. But I'm sitting there on the way home and I'm going through the Qantas flights and da 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 da. And of course, Qantas is going to have a plethora of Australian films and New Zealand films. And I came across Muriel's Wedding and I thought, I don't think I've seen it. I don't think I have. And it was such a lovely film. It was really great. So it's now great. I get it. I understand.
Tim,
you know.
Sims.
That's a great line.
Tim?
Great line.
Sims? Yeah.
And then I saw The Castle, which is another great Australian film.
Oh.
If you haven't seen it.
Is that the one about chess?
No. This is the one about the man who lives in a house next to an airport and the state wants to expand the airport. So he's been given no choice but to sell his property to the state and he fights it. And it's just a sweet, sweet Australian film. It's not the best cinematic experience, but the story is sweet and it's quintessential Australian.
Nice.
Because they are so very laid back.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice to be in their country for a while.
Yeah, they're lovely people. I felt extremely welcome.
Mm. So the last night there, I had some time and I had some space in my bag because I brought some equipment over that I wasn't going to go back with. And I thought, I got to bring me some Tim Tams back. And I had been pricing them because if I'm going to buy Tim Tams, I'm not going to buy one or two containers.
No, and don't buy them at the airport, P.S.
Oh, yeah, because I had done a little checking on my way through, and each package of Tim Tams, if you don't know what Tim Tams are, they are an Australian biscuit. It's kind of the pride of the country.
That means cookie.
We have nothing like it. I guess the closest would be like a Twix kind of.
Like a chocolate dipped, like a fudge dipped Oreo, maybe. I mean, yeah. it's a sandwich cookie. It's like a chocolate, usually chocolate. There's different, but it's like a chocolatey sandwich cookie that's then dipped in chocolate.
And they have different flavors, dark chocolate,
they're
salted caramel.
So good.
Which is new, the chocolate, the salted caramel. Oh my gosh. So I wanted to get like 10 packs of Tim Tams.
Yeah.
So, and I had been pricing them around where we were staying, and they were anywhere between $3 and $4. So I thought, okay, well, that's doable. But, but I know there's a Costco like a mile away from the hotel. So it's dark. Because it gets dark at like 6 o'clock there, 5 o'clock there.
Yeah.
And I ask the hotel guy, the concierge, I said, there's a Costco around here. And he looks at me like his eyes get like saucers. He's like, you're not going to walk there. And I said, well, I was considering walking there. It was a beautiful day at that point. And he said, okay, well, walk there, but I would suggest taking a taxi home. I said, well, that was my plan because I'm going to have some groceries if all goes well. So I walked, and it was a little precarious because there wasn't walkways, sidewalks the whole way.
Yeah.
But I did finally get to Costco, and then I realized I didn't have my Costco card.
Oh, no!
So I'm on my phone, and I'm trying to pull up my Costco account, and I found it. I found it. And she's like, oh, that's fine. That's fine, love. Just go and just go ahead anyway. And they were about ready to close. And I found Tim Tams in the Costco.
Yeah.
But they weren't, they were just the normal ones, and they weren't a normal pack. They were like a bigger pack. But Costco had a limit on how many Tim Tams you could buy. You could only buy 5 of the cases a day. So these are, this isn't just like Foster's beer.
Yeah, right? 5 cases a day. Good
you don't see anybody drink Foster's down in Australia.
No.
But evidently the Tim Tams are very popular.
Well, and you know, the secret is you can get them here at certain places, but they don't taste the same.
No. They don't.
Like,
I don't think...
I don't know if they're manufactured elsewhere and it's a different recipe or just different what, but they do not taste the same at all.
It's corn syrup, I bet.
Oh, I bet you're right.
Some crappy.
Some other disgusting filler.
Yeah. So I left Costco. I decided, you know what? I'm not gonna do the Tim Tams here. There was a Woolworths, which is a grocery store, chain in Australia. And I went across the street. And I found them for $1.87.
No.
$1.87. And I'm like, yeah.
Tim's like, I'll take some of these and some of these and some of these.
Yeah. So I scored on that Tim Tam. And then I got an Uber on the way home. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. I haven't had one.
They're
all gifts.
They're all gifts. Yeah. We brought home a bunch as well. And they're pretty much all gifts. I took a bunch into work. My husband took a bunch into work.
Yeah.
We gave some to the people who were the friends who were watching our garden. And but when we came back, we're coming through customs. And the guy was like, did you bring anything back with you? And I was like, oh, a bottle of wine, which was also a gift. And like some art. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. I was like, that's it. And Toby's like, oh, and cookies. I was like, oh, right. And a metric ton of cookies. And the guy looks up and he goes, those Tim Tams?
Of course.
And I was like, you know it. And he's like, man, those are amazing.
They are really good. They are really good. And they even have the, and I should have grabbed some of these too, the Tim Bits. So they're smaller. They're Tim Tams, but
they're like bite size.
Yeah, they are so good.
Danger.
They are so good.
Danger. It's ribs and rumps and butts and stuff and butts and stuff and stuff and stuff and ribs and rumps.
Ribs and rumps and butts and stuff.
You know what? Speaking of butts and stuff, I didn't tell you this. I wrote it down because I was so like, what? I was in traffic the other day and I saw a bumper sticker on the back of a car and it looked like a political campaign sticker.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the two names.
Yeah.
But instead of the two names, it said butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
16? Now that's something I can get behind.
It probably said butt stuff 69. I don't know. I didn't get that close, but I was laughing so hard. It was great.
Oh boy, what's gonna happen? I know what's happening right now. There's something going on that is like. Forty-one of the most popular and some of the ones that you've never heard about. Sporting events are happening currently at Rio in the Summer Olympics.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Bob Costas sucks.
Well, the whole NBC thing sucks.
That's all I'm going to say. So here's the beauty. Okay, so yes, so while we were in Sydney, we did stay at the Olympic Park,
yeah,
which was kind of cool. And they lit the torch. I don't know if you got to see it, but they lit the torch on opening day. That was fun.
Yep.
In Kathy Freeman Park. That was super cool.
Yep.
I actually got to see part of the opening ceremonies on a big screen out in the park. They had it set up on the other side of the train station. So that was fun.
Nice, nice.
It was really cool. And it was kind of neat to be in another country during part of the Olympics. Because mm-hmm. it was kind of neat to see everybody getting excited about their stuff.
Oh, and the Australians are very proud of their sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am particularly grateful that I live somewhere where I can get Canadian broadcasting, and I can watch the Canadian coverage of the Olympics because they actually show most of the stuff, or yeah, you know, more than NBC does, which is terrible. I'm sorry, NBC, you're kind of the worst.
So today I got on my Facebook feed, I got this news that this certain gymnast had gotten the gold in the balance beam. Her mm-hmm. name escapes me. Of course, I'm so bad with names, but it had just happened, and she had gotten the gold instead of our gold gymnast winner.
Yeah,
what's her name?
We got silver and bronze, I think.
Yeah.
Simone Biles, and then Lori Hernandez, I think, actually got silver.
Simone Biles. So this particular athlete, it was all over my Facebook feed, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I would love to see that.
Good luck.
Good luck. You're not going to see it. It's on lockdown. It's probably, you know, it's going to be position towards the end of the NBC package.
Yeah.
When they're ready to air.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know, Simone, is it Manuel or Manuel, the swimmer?
Not sure.
Okay. Anyway, she, you know, she had that historic race. She set an Olympic record, and like she actually tied with the Canadian swimmer for the gold in whatever swimming event that was. I'm sorry, you guys, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
A lot of swimming. Apparently, NBC didn't show. I don't know. I didn't fact check this, but according to the internet, NBC didn't show her medal ceremony. Canada showed it twice. So I saw it twice, and it was kind of awesome. And like, wow. It was very emotional, and it was beautiful. And like, just to see her face when she realized she won, and or that, you know, she'd set the record and that. All of that. It was wonderful and amazing. And then, you know, she was tearing up. It was cool because they tied, so they played both anthems.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was pretty
neat. That's neat.
I kind of wish they'd done like a mashup, like a medley of them. But they didn't. They played them both in entirety, which is also cool, I guess.
Go ahead.
Oh, do you enjoy the Olympics? Do you watch the Olympics? Do you care?
I have not. I usually enjoy them. I have to say, all of the frustration that is being aired about NBC keeping all this content and it's the same that it has
which
been.
Which is not
two years
new.
Ago,
yeah.
It was the winter, and the 2 years before it was London and summer, and it was
the same thing.
Yeah. And I guess I could look for a Canadian station. That's the workaround, but I'm just kind of over it. I'm like, I don't know. But I do like the stories that I read behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I also like that a lot of people are calling out the sexism that's going on in the Olympics, in the coverage. And that stuff needs to be talked about.
Absolutely.
I think. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's one of those things that a lot of, not to generalize, but like a lot of men don't notice.
Exactly.
Because they don't have to, right? And it's not like it's not out of evil or whatever. They just don't notice because it doesn't affect them. Whereas for us, it's like,
that
happens all the time. Like when we, this is completely different, but when we were in Australia, we went into a restaurant and the waiter only addressed my husband like over and over and over. And later, And later we realized that restaurant was run by a religious sect, which may or may not be a cult. So that's a whole other story.
Sure.
But it was this kind of thing where, like, every time he came to the table, what can I get for you, sir? How's your food, sir? Is everything good, sir? Is there anything else I can get for you, sir? How, you know, would you like your bill, sir? Da, da, da. And I finally turned to him. I'm like, are you noticing this? Is this, am I not even here? And my husband was like, oh, I hadn't even noticed.
And your husband is very sensitive about
stuff. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. He's not, you know, a caveman. Like, he's a very worldly, I was going to say 90s kind of dude. He's a modern man. I don't know. Whatever.
That's when you fell in love with him. So let's go with that.
Yeah, go with that.
I was watching a little bit of it today. I can't remember where I was. I was somewhere out. And I was like, what is this? What is this sport? I had to go look it up. Handball.
Oh, handball. Pickleball.
Handball.
We called that pickleball where I come from.
Handball.
Handball.
I mean, and then I did a little more research. Like, well, how many different sports are there in the Summer Olympics?
41.
And there's 41.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The one that I'm always confused by when I come across it is the modern pentathlon. That's
weird. They do a little bit of everything there.
It's like this weird little obstacle course and they run. And I feel like during London, I turned on the TV and I thought I was dreaming because like they... I feel like they jumped over. It looked like they were on a miniature golf course, but they were like, you know, jumping over tiny fences. And I don't know what was going on. They have to run somewhere and then they have to shoot and then they have to come back and then they have to fence and get on a horse and do something. Like, it's that one's weird. That one's
and
weird.
There are people that have been doing that their whole life
their
just to do this
lives.
This year.
Yeah. To
right.
Train.
It's a whole lifestyle thing. Trampoline.
Yeah, that's fun though. That I
haven't seen.
I can get
that.
Behind that.
So how do they judge that? Is that creative jumps and shit?
I'm sure, like everything, they've ruined it with requirements.
Yeah,
so you have to be this high, and you have to stay this high for this long, and you have to do this many types of moves. I'm always on the floor routines. I'm always in the gymnastics. I'm always like the hand and arm things that are just like filler for show. That and on the balance beam, like the stuff they can do on the balance beam is amazing, but then they just like flick their arms around and I'm like, what, who decided that would look cool? Because it's weird. It's odd.
It's amazing though that it's they're paying that much attention to detail with their routine.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
It's terrific to watch people in such peak form.
If we could watch them.
Well, I can. I don't know what you're doing. Get on C-butt.
C-B-U-T.
although I'll tell you, and they are a little, you know, Team Canada heavy on the coverage, as you would think they would be. But the beauty is, instead of like the U.S. coverage where they basically only show the U.S. thing and maybe they'll show you who won if we didn't win. Maybe.
Yeah.
There they show a lot of Canada, but then they also show a lot of like the top other stuff. Like this morning I saw a Greek dude doing the rings and it was crazy town. But we did watch the other night the beach volleyball, and it was actually the two women's teams from Canada playing each other to see who was going to move forward. I have to tell you, Deb, I am not entirely convinced I wasn't watching like four of the same woman. Like they looked disturbingly similar. Like just these like blonde Amazon toned.
Blonde, yeah. Did they have their hair in a braid?
Yeah. Two had a braid, two had visors, one had a bun, one had a ponytail. And the one looked like maybe she had some darker hair, but it also may just have been the fact that her visor was black and was reflecting.
Sure.
But I mean, really, I was like, is this Orphan Black? Am I watching clones? Like, it was crazy. They all looked exactly the same.
I tell you, that is an amazing sport, too. Holy crap. The way they move around in that sand.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. It is.
Yeah.
And it's easier to understand than regular volleyball. I get bored.
Yeah.
So many people. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. I think out of all of it, my favorite would be the, well, the track and the athletics, the track and field is so great, you know, but I really like the gymnastics though.
Yeah.
Gymnastics, like you said, mentioned the rings.
Yeah.
The athleticism that goes behind something like that is crazy. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm demonstrating. You guys can't see me, but I just ripped my sick guns to show Deb my ring strength.
Rah! I would be able to hold myself on the, with my arms on my side, not even, you know, not even perpendicular to my body.
I
would
be
able
to
hold my body maybe 4 seconds, maybe. God.
Yeah, no, a hot second.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Anyway.
Those dudes are ripped. All I know is every couple of years I go like, I don't think I care about the Olympics. And then I spend 2 weeks like on the verge of tears, like the entire time.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to look and see what Canadian channels I got.
You should, because, you know, there's some good stuff happening. Although now you just got the weird stuff left. What's left? Just the weird stuff. Steeplechase. Steeplechase was today. That one I'm always like, what? Why are you? You are the horse. You're jumping into a water thing, and I don't know what's happening.
I did watch a little bit of the wrestling today, and I have to say I got a little hot and bothered.
Greco-Roman or or modern?
I don't even know which one but there was a lot of holding and a lot of broke back going on there.
A lot of beef?
Yeah.
A lot of beefcake?
And the singlet, you know, I'm not a fan of the singlet unless it's on a wrestler. If it's on a wrestler somehow, well, a professional wrestler.
Yeah, I was like...
a lifelong wrestler. I like them.
The outfits are not for everybody. Remember that before you get dressed in the morning, people.
And that's it for episode 31.
Scene. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, we appreciate it. You listening to our babbling brook. I don't know where that came from.
Well, it's in there now, so.
And you can find us on where and where and what and...
You can find us on the iTunes. You can find us on the Book of Faces. You can email us at debandcourtneysmixtape@gmail.com. That's Deb and Courtney's Mixtape, all one word. What else? We're not really on Twitter. We have a Twitter, but we're not.
We
on
have
Twitter.
A Twitter, but we don't really tweet.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. It's too stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we'd have to apologize for everything. And just
enough but already.
In the meantime, I am Deb.
I am Courtney.
And this is the Mixtape. We'll see you next time.
Bye.